This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have Rolanda Hatcher-Gallup, a communications instructor in the School of Arts and Communication, and she's one of the organizers of the African American Read-In, which is happening on February 9th. Rolanda, thanks for coming in. Tell us about this event. I guess this is the third year and the best year by far?
Yeah, we are expecting it to be our best year yet. This is about living out loud. That's our theme this year, living out loud. And it's about just celebrating the arts, celebrating the contributions that African-American musicians, authors, poets have made to this great country. And so it's really just a good down-home celebration. We're going to have all types of things that people would want to see in that type of celebration, from poets like Maya Angelou, Langston Hughes, Toni Morrison. And then we're going to have readings from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. mixed in with some contemporary folks like Rudy Francisco, who's an emerging voice in the United States for poetry, Ernestine Johnson. And then we also have some local celebrities like Hazel Poet, who is a known poet in this area. She's going to actually be there as well. So it's going to be really cool.
And this event is free and open to the public?
Yes, it is a community event, and it's sponsored by Florida Tech's School of Arts and Communication, as well as Evans Library. And it's part of Evans Library's Library After Hours program. So it's really a very cool event to come to. It's going to be in the library's lobby, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. on Friday. And it'll probably last about 2 hours. And we also have, this year, we're introducing Zora's Soul Food Cafe, which is for one night only, where we're serving foods mentioned in Zora Neale Hurston's novel, Their Eyes Were Watching God. So if you want some collard greens, if you want some mac and cheese, black-eyed peas, come on down. It's going to really be a fun event.
Wow, it certainly sounds like it. And we were talking earlier, and you said that this one has really been participant-driven in that Yes. It wasn't the organizers that decided what was happening. The people kind of took it and ran with it.
Yes. This being our third event, it has become known on the Florida Tech campus. And so we actually have our students who have been the driving force behind this. We usually put out a call for participants, but for the last year, since the very last one, we've had people asking, when is it going to happen again? And people who've already signed up. So we really, this time around, it was the participants who wanted to say, hey, we want to make our voices heard. We want to recognize some of these great artists, these great musicians, and we want to be a part of this. So that's why we came up with Living Out Loud, because people are saying, hey, we want our voices to be heard.
Very, very cool. So once again, the African American Read-In happens on Friday, February 9th. Starts at 6:30. It is free and open to the public. And if somebody wanted to get more information, is there a website or a phone number where they could contact you?
Yes. If they could contact Evans Library, they can talk to Linda Kahn, K-H-A-N, Linda Kahn. And her number is 321-674-7450. 674-7450, or she can be reached at lkhan, L-K-H-A-N, at fit.edu.
Okay. Rolanda, thank you so much for coming in. This sounds like an exciting event, and we look forward to it.
Thank you so much for having us, and it really will be a community event. It's going to be one to see. Thank you.